Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Log Talk Radio.
Go buy a drink. I'm going to flag up and say why. I guarantee you, logging up and saying why is over. Happy again. Having the confidence to approach us? Because a good woman doesn't chase. We want to see if you have the right to act on it. Just as much as you naturally should want to taste.
Mood. Happy hour. Nighttime, men and women coming together to talk about relationships. Mr. 1950 After Dark Happy Hour. Learn how to Mac and bring the best out of a woman. Bring your A game because without it, you'll end up broke and feeling weak. Here is your chance to ask men and women about the game. Don't be afraid to call in and shoot your shot or find out why you keep losing in your life. No dolphins or any pills talk aloud. Only silverbacks. So, sit back, relax, smoke that cigar, and enjoy the show. Welcome to Ladies Night. Now, it's time to chop up the game with the last traditional man on the planet, Mr. 1950.
And bam.
Man, oh man. I tell you, man, oh man, I think I may have the smoothest entry of all time. Of all time right here, man. You know what I mean? Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Mr. 1950, and that's right, I am the last traditional man on the planet. Please, please, let everybody come in for a minute. We're going to go around here. We're going to introduce each other. We're going to get this on in a minute, but I definitely want to let everybody know the rules of the game. The rules of the game is that we got a lot of new guests, and we're not going to be playing with that BS that some of y'all do on other people's channel. There will be no disrespect to nobody on this panel. If so, you will be blocked immediately. We're a mature crowd. We're trying to really obtain some goals here. The goal is to help those individuals that need that help. And just because you may feel like you can't get help from this don't mean you need to disrespect people that's trying to help others. So I just wanted to say that off top. We're going to go around. I know there's a lot of us on this panel. But, man, I'm looking forward to this conversation because this conversation for me was a needed conversation. We'll go right next to him. We go to Poor Man. Go ahead. Hey, Poor Man, go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
What's up, y'all? Poor Man Podcast. I just make red pill content kind of stuff based on human nature. I try to add value by adding some stuff about postmodernism and, you know, just I sprinkle a little flavor in there. All right. So come check me out. Go to just Poor Man's Podcast on YouTube, or you can go on Instagram at the.poor.man.podcast.
All right, here we go. Next, you got Steve.
Oh, all right. What's going on? I'm the last traditional slut. I'm a whore. I'm an ex-gigolo. I'm dirty, nasty, freaky. I've been teaching guys how to eat, fuck, get pussy, sexy women, and all that for over 30 years. So I am the last traditional whore on the panel.
All right. You know what we're going to do? So I wanted to introduce everybody. I like everybody to get the flavor. So I want every – so we're going to go to the top, and then we're going to go to you, Jay Roman, and then we'll go to Nikki at the bottom. So go ahead. We go to the top, and then we're going to go to Jay Roman all the way down. We got you. Who's next?
I guess it's on me. My name is Maya, and I am one of three of the Pretty and Purpose podcast. I'm also a content creator, YouTuber, graphic designer, beauty influencer, so you can follow me at myomaten on Instagram, and my podcast is pretty underscore the letter N underscore purpose on Instagram.
That's for sure. All right.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Lacey LeBeau Rise. I am a motivational speaker, life coach, poet, and model. You can find me on Instagram at Lacey LeBeau underscore Rise and on Facebook at Lacey LeBeau Moments of Clarity.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. So shout out to everybody on the panel. Shout out to 1950s for putting this together. You know, Steve was like, yo, you have to come. You can't say no. So I was like, I can't say no. You know, and I'm supposed to be balls deep in my girlfriend Rico tonight. So, do this first.
We still got some time for some stroke. Stroke happens sometime after midnight.
Exactly. Right.
Well, yeah. All right, we got to be prepared, brother.
Okay, so me.
All right, Jay Brian, we going?
I am one of the co-hosts. Yeah, I've been going. Can you hear me? Everything okay?
Okay, all right. I can hear you. Yep, we good now.
All right. So this is one of the co-hosts of the Raw and Uncut podcast show, a.k.a. I am the nice guy. The nice guy, not last, is where you can find me on gmail.com. And always like a pleasure to be here.
Nikki. Hi, my name is Nikki. I was your intro. I'm the host of a show called In Bed with Nikki. My listeners share sexual encounters from their past. You can also find me on Full Swap Radio on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. Central. You can find In Bed with Nikki on all major platforms, Full Swap Radio. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at DNikkiNIKKY.
All right, wonderful.
What's going on, guys? Courtney here, host of the Barbie Way podcast. I do YouTube. I'm a writer. I'm a student. I'm a worker. I'm pretty versatile. I'm happy to be back. Last time it was dope. So
yeah.
I'm ready for the shenanigans tonight.
Yeah.
What's up?
Camp.
Can't hear you. No. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. What's up? I'm Champ and She Gets a Podcast. So this is a podcast. I'm a creative. I have shows. And anytime I can do a show and I am free from those shows, I'm with it. So last time I missed y'all, but this time I'm ready.
Let's work. All right. So, hey. That's everyone. Let me scoot over, man. I need to put these shoulders in this thing right here, man. Let me put my shoulders in this thing right here, man. So, hey, I'm Mr. 1950, of course. Like I said, we're definitely going to get into it. Let's get into it. First off top, I want to ask the ladies, because I think a lot of men don't really listen to us when we say things like this. And, man, we're going to chime in. What are some of the signs that you guys can tell about a man with no leadership?
Oh, we going straight into it. Okay.
Oh yeah, we gotta know the signs, because I a lot of times we get a lot of men that think that women can't really, like, they can't tell. And then what happens is they 6 to 8 months in, and you know, they wonder why shit is feeling damaged. You know what I mean? So talk to us in regards of leadership, how it's important to y'all, and then signs of man who just don't have it. Whoever wants to start off.
I mean,
don't be shy. All right, let's go.
All right, so I think the signs of a weak man can go for, like, if he allows me to dictate his three W's. His three W's are where he is, when he's coming back, and why he's going where he's going. That for you, then you weak to me. Can
wow.
you make that better? Maybe, but that's something personal you need to work on. And if I could do that to you, I can't deal with you because I don't want to know I have that power over you because you like me. Like, that's too much. If he allows women to disrespect him because he likes them or he wants a chance, that's a weak me. If he's always stressing out because he's trying to people please other people, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be people at work, it could be his perception on how people might perceive him. Oh, I don't think that I'm such and such. Then don't be such and such. Like, there's no in between on that. If he can't say no to other people, that's a weak man to me because that's how you set your boundaries in life. Despite you loving somebody or you don't even know them, you set boundaries. My no is my no. If you pick with people that can't defend themselves, but when he's supposed to stick up for himself, he doesn't show up, that's a weak man to me.
Oh, it sounds like you've been with some softies. That's a lot. That sounds like a lot of experience with being with some softies.
I see. So
keep it 100. You done adopted some softies. You done had experience with them, and
damn,
now you're talking of it.
Listen.
Oh shit.
Keep it 100.
I think social media helps males today cover up their insecurities, and then when you deal with them and you see them around other people or a place where they have to hold their own, the insecurities are blatant. And you pointed out that's when they get all hyped and loud. No, you was a so.
Okay. All right, let's go. Who's next?
I would have to say I agree with a lot of what you said. But for me personally, if I could walk like all over a man because I'm cute, you're weak.
Yeah.
Because I just know that you're going based off my look. So, you know, you're easily I can manipulate if I wanted to. I'm not saying I'm that kind of person, but.
Come on. You have got somebody's face. Come on. And at the bar, you have got somebody's face.
I did, but that was considered weak. Right. For me, it's just too, like, not being able to say no, being, like, not can't hold an intellectual, like, it's just the small things for me, and then it gets to the bigger things where it's, like, inside of the relationship, but I'm going to judge a man on how he acts, how he treats people, and then I see how he acts with me.
Yeah. I think in a relationship, a sign of a weak man is when he doesn't act with integrity when I'm not around. I want to be secure in my relationship. I want to be secure in knowing that, you know, if temptation comes around, my man isn't going to easily fall into it, right? He's not going to put himself in a position to easily fall into it. So I think a weak man is one that will, one, not act with integrity, and two, put himself in compromising situations and easily fall into those situations.
So let me ask you about this a little bit more. Integrity. So you expect a man in the beginning to the end to make sure they tell you the truth. You don't want no lying in regards of things that men find that you may find valuable. They actually lie about those things in order to achieve certain goals with you.
Absolutely. I think that people should have a fair chance in saying yes or no, like, I want to be with you or if I don't. So let's be honest from the beginning, and then therefore we won't waste each other's time. I definitely think integrity is important.
Okay, I like that. Let's go.
For me, honestly, I'm just going to speak just across the board. It's all relative to where a woman sees herself at the end of the day. Because for one woman, one attribute could be weak, whereas it's strong to another woman. You have plenty of women who, you know, let's say from my neck of the woods, I'm originally from Oakland. For them, a lot of my friends from there, if they told their dude that another dude was checking her out and he didn't go handle it, that was weak. You see what I'm saying? But then fast forward and you need your car fixed, but he can't fix it, then that's weak. Then fast forward from that, it's, you know, let's say a woman who maybe wants a little bit more for herself, she might look at it and say, a man that doesn't do what he says he's going to do is weak. You know, so weakness and the view of what's weak is going to change depending on what type of woman you're dealing with, because a woman that doesn't know any better is going to look for the fight type-ish, like, I want you to throw dudes around over me. And then another woman may look at that situation as the fact that you would go and fight and put yourself in a situation to get locked up over a female as weak.
Yeah. So talk to me.
It all depends on the mindset of the woman that's perceiving this man and what scale she holds herself to. Then she's going to look at him and put him against that same scale and say, is he a good reflection of me? And does he look strong standing next to me? Whatever that looks like to her, she's going to call strong versus weak. And it's going to change. It's on a spectrum. It's not consistent with all women.
Of course. I know in a general sense, every woman have their, you know, their things that they're mostly attracted to when it comes to a man, especially in that area. Let's talk about yourself. Let's hear about some of the things that you carry. You say, you know what? I feel like when a man does this, this, and this, that checks my boxes for being a strong man.
For me, a man that could stand on what he says. Like, if he says, this is what I stand for, this is how I feel, this is my viewpoint, and nobody else can come in and sway how he feels or what he perceives the world to be without handing him some straight facts, I think that's the strength of a man. A man that could stand on his own toes and he's not demonstrating a follower mentality. To me, it's if you can't stand in that place for yourself, you can't lead me nowhere. So to me, that's a big thing. And if that's a big thing for him, it's going to touch every aspect of his life, how he respects his woman, how he shows her respect. All of that stuff is going to be by his own standard, not the standard of his boys. So if he has leadership qualities, that's going to be in his head in every aspect of his life. So to me, he'll carry that everywhere he goes and apply it in every area of his life. And to me, that's something that I respect. A man that wavers to appease the people around him in the mind, that's weakness to me.
Okay, we got, who's next, Nikki?
Yeah, for me, I love a challenge. So if I can roll over you like the other ladies are saying, I get bored and I leave. I want it straightforward. I'm honest. If I don't want you, I don't want you. I mean, it's no skin off my back. But be honest with me. Just be upboard and honest. And if not, just move on. I agree with Lacey, I think your name is. I want integrity. I want someone just to be honest with what they're doing. And again, if I feel like you're trying to overplease me and give me this and give me that and trying, I really get bored. Just tell me, you know, no, I don't want to do this. How about we do this? Or vice versa. And another thing that I love what Lacey said, if someone disrespects me in front of him, he does pull them aside and says, this isn't happening. Not happening. Because the same thing happens if a woman mistreats my man, I'm doing the same thing. It's like, I have your back, you have mine. No, nothing else happens.
Okay. All right. So let's get to the silverbacks, man, because I really want to talk to these gentlemen, because all, you know, men, we view things as weak too. So let's get it on. We start with the poor man, and we gonna round it off, because I go last. But poor man, we go to you. Then we go to Steve, Roman, and Lynn Lucario. Go ahead.
Well, it seems pretty universal that, I mean, it sounds like it's all about agreeableness. So, like, how agreeable a guy is. You know what I mean? Like, the thing about, like, people who are agreeable, and this is kind of a point, you know, kind of inspired by Jordan Peterson, is they work better in teams, but they tend to avoid conflict. You know what I mean? So, and they're also less likely to take risks. And so women will test you naturally because they have to, if they're getting in a relationship, they have to know if that person is a person that's going to be able to take them to the promised land. You know what I mean? And agreeable men, while they work better in teams, they tend to, like I said, avoid conflict. So that means when the boss says you're not getting the raise, they're going to stay. You know what I mean? And when somebody picks a fight with your wife or your girlfriend, you less likely to jump into that conflict because you just naturally a people pleaser. You want to please people instead of stand on your own ground. So, I mean, that sounds pretty universal. Just being agreeable as a man, it's a big no-no. I mean, if you want to be attractive to women, from what I hear.
What you got, Steve?
Well, a lot of these guys out here, it's deeper than that, brother. A lot of these guys out here, we can start from the fact that let's get to the physical side or the skills. Okay, there's skills and there's characteristics. Skill-wise, they can't text. They don't know how to talk. They're terrible in bed. They don't know how to kiss. They don't. They keep going after sex. They don't know about the coochie between her ears. They don't know how to get her mentally stimulated. They don't know how to sexually touch her without touching her. That's just the skill side. The characteristic side is they don't have a big picture. They don't have vision. They don't have direction. They can't be clear, concise, and impactful. They don't drive results. They don't like to succeed. They don't get things done. They're not decisive. They don't take ownership. They don't take accountability. They blame, whine, cry, bitch, whine, and moan over women versus train
women.
They
blame women for everything.
They blame women. They don't lead by example. They're not an influencer. They don't know what to do if they had a piece of ass in front of their face because what they would rather do is cupcake, roll food at her feet, and beg her to like them. So the thing is, and when they don't get their way, they run on the other side of the street to all those, the manospheres, the pills, the hypergamies, the women ain't this, stay away from women. So the problem is that they are scared of women because they don't know women because they don't know themselves. Because they don't work on their characteristics, exactly. And they don't work on their mouthpiece, their bedroom skills, and know that, you know what, I can touch you without touching you. Drops mic.
Bingo.
I got you, man. Hey, man, that's that grown man right there. That's that grown man groove. You can tell that's some experience with plenty of bottoms in his life. You know what I mean? So all right, Jay Roman, what we got, Jay Roman?
I know, I got to follow that, and Steve hit a lot on the nail right there. That's a lot said that I would definitely agree with. And the one thing I see is just weak on discipline. Like a lot of guys who's just weak on making and that work a discipline and improving themselves and have that vision of improving themselves. And I know Steve touched on it a little bit, and I'm a big believer in that. You got to have the forethought to lead your family a certain way. You got to have a vision to accomplish things. And if you're weak in your life and you're weak on, you know, the people around you, and I think they settle and they're real comfortable with being a follower. I think that's the simplest way I can put it, is that that guy that just settles and is just really comfortable on being the follower. And, you know, I never forget my grandfather.
You're breaking up really, really bad. So try to fix that. We're going to mute you. We're going to go to Lucario real quick.
Yeah, sometimes with that, you got to probably just take the visual off and just do the audio.
Just do the audio.
That might work. But as far as weakness is concerned, I think one of the things that makes a guy weak is him basically not being himself and switching up for women in any capacity. So I think, and I think a lot of times what happens is that, you know, I feel like if you're a good guy, not a nice guy, like how we say it in the game, you know, we're not talking about that, but if you're an actual good person, right? What happens is if you're a man and you're a good person, sometimes when you're doing what you do, you start to say, "Damn, well, you know, I might be hurting somebody's feelings, or this woman, she's showing this, you know, this interest in this, or she doesn't like the fact that I'm so raw and so honest and so whatever. Like she can't take it." So sometimes what'll happen is a guy will try to pull back and he's like, "All right, let me, you know, I don't want to, you know, make her mad or make her feel."
Right, he becomes,
like,
yeah.
Right.
He becomes agreeable. My bad. Yeah. He becomes agreeable. He said,
right.
I don't want to deal with the conflict. Let's just do it your way.
Right. And then the thing is that sometimes what happens is that when that continues to happen over a period of time, he starts to get used to not being himself. You understand what I'm saying? And then he becomes weaker. Every time he's not being himself, he becomes weaker. But again, that goes with the whole notion of him not wanting to hurt the woman's feelings. You understand right. what I'm saying? So if he tells the woman, hey, listen, you know, I only want to see you on Tuesdays. You understand what I'm saying? And if she's like, man, I want to see you more than that, though. I like you. And he's like, but, you know, and he's being honest. So he's like, hey, I want to fuck your sister. You understand? Like, she's going to get upset at that, but that's him being honest. You see what I mean? But him, every time he falls back from that, that's him being weak. You understand what I'm saying? Even though it may hurt a feeling. You see what I mean? So I think that's the thing, you know, with it, where it's like, it's that balance between him being himself and him trying not to be an asshole. You understand? Him trying not to be too overbearing in the situation. Because if a man is 100% being how he wants to be, it's a lot of times it's not really a pleasant, polite thing. You understand what I'm saying? So that's my take on that.
Right.
Yep.
And for me, like I think all men should be confrontational, and not in a negative way, but ready, but ready for it, right? Yeah, but ready for it. I think if you are a man who have your beliefs and a plan for any situation, like I always tell men, you need to have a plan first for the foundation of yourself. What does that look like, right? Mm-hmm. Then you need to have a plan for dating, and then you need to have a plan for relationships, all the stuff, the kids, whatever your future lies, there needs to be a plan for it. Because if you don't have a plan for it, then you're going to look for answers where? Elsewhere. You're not going to be a man with a plan who can lead that person into a successful situation, right? So I think being confrontational, I've always been a confrontational guy, right? So with other men, like, I take everything with a grain of salt. I don't need to be cool with you. Like, I think men value relationships with other men way too much. Mm-hmm. And we'll start there, right? So they value relationship with other men way too much. So that means they value their opinion too much. So like me, I've always been a man who like a woman with a little meat on her. Like, I don't like no small ass woman. So because... No, and bro, I don't like. Hold on now, I don't like them out of shape now. But what I like curvy women, and like I'm a man who will be. You know what? This is eye candy for me. Mm. But you're not going to tell me what's pretty for me though. You're not going to tell me what you're not going to tell me what you like to demean what I like. See, right. And this is where the line of boundaries need to be for men. The same goes in the household. When you have a woman that's in your household and you have vetted her for a very long time, she understands the situation, how things are going, and then all of a sudden she's starting to be veered to the right, then you need to exit that situation. You need to let her know, hey, this is the situation, this is how I'm feeling about the situation. But too much, a lot of men are so afraid to lose the woman, they lose themselves in the process of trying to keep that woman. And then the last thing, I think men are cowards naturally. Mm. Let me just tell you that. Ooh, there's only a few men.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
naturally. Nice. Yeah, let me say this. Naturally, there's the men that the men that all the women want is that small percentage that don't carry that trait. And what I'm telling you is a lot of men feel like, if he makes a lot of money, if he does this, no. No, it's here. It's this. It's what I got. And what I'm telling you is when they know they can hold hands with a man, can walk down a dark alley, and then be the same man who laugh and joke in the park and hug and kiss her how she like, that balance of a man, I'm telling you right now, those are who they go for. Stop all this thinking you need to be $800,000 in. Stop thinking that you need to have this Lamborghini car. Let me tell you something. I'm a cat who I make great money. You would never know that because I got a plan. And I think my kids are more valuable than myself. So I'm preparing for their life in order to be successful. So that's my plan. Ain't nobody going to knock me off that stool. You got me? Anything, I know we can go around and just talk now in regards to this because I want to go into manipulation part next. Yeah, but anybody got anything before we change something? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, you...
Basically, what I'm saying is leadership. As a woman, I don't want to lead a man. I want a man to lead me. And the only man that can lead me is a man with a plan and a follow through. So everything you said is based upon leadership. And these males today, they don't have leadership.
No, they don't.
Because you have to show me a man to get that title. Males today, y'all just males. Y'all not there. Y'all got to put some more work on yourself.
Well, certain ones you deal with are like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on who you're dealing with. But, yeah, I think majority are like that, though. I mean,
that's true.
It's because don't nobody want to take challenges no more.
Yeah.
Everybody want to allow somebody else to take the charge. And so the people who want to take charge. And that's why it's so easy right now to get on. Because, I mean,
it's easy to get on, but it's just as quick to fall off, right, too. It don't last. It's a quick swing. And
then they go right to YouTube. Yeah, and then they go right to YouTube until all those people blaming other people. See, what a man, a weak man looks for another man's high five. They look for another man's validation on him being without. You know what I mean? Because he can't talk to the woman. Or he can't have a woman in his presence be submissive. All women are like this because they ain't like that with me. And see, this is why these discussions are necessary, because they're hearing it from the woman's mouth. A lot of time, men hear other men all their life in regards to this situation. They was raised by maybe their moms or something. They've been around feminine energy all their life. Or even if they don't, if they got a weak man with no direction in the household, it's the same as a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, then he is around other men who's been raised the same way and who does not have the understanding on how to reset his life. He has to use his resources to reset his life. It's never too late, but it is going to be too late if you want to go to YouTube to find a way to fix your life. Anybody else?
I agree. I mean, we can move on to the manipulation part if y'all want to.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. So we all know that women use a lot of their beauty to manipulate weak men. Okay? And I wanted to use that at the end and say weak men, because those men who know difference, that's just a layer of a woman. That right there is very, it's not important to me. Like, the best compliment I always tell fellas, the best compliment you can give a woman is how great she follows instructions. Right? So at the end of the day, they're not used to hearing that because they are in control from the beginning because they use their beauty in order to control the man. You guys, ladies, please tell me, give me some examples of times that has possibly happened. It's okay to be out of the box right now. It's okay to be truthful and say, you know what, this happened. I feel bad. There's a situation where a guy was weak and you knew it. And you say, you know what, I want to go to the movies today. I don't really like this guy too much, but this is a great movie coming out. He's all right company. Let me text him and see if he's willing to take me out. Yo, that's just an example. Give me an example or talk to me about times that you guys have been manipulated. And then as men, we like a man like me, I struggle with that too, right? When I was a younger man, I struggled. I took advantage of the ladies because I had to it, right? So we're going to talk about it as men, but I want y'all to talk about it as women. Y'all go ahead and talk about it.
Okay, I got one, but I was a lot younger, like 17. I was in between relationships, and I dated this guy that was younger, never should have done that. And I knew I could push him around. And he actually went and stole shit for me. Sorry. He did. He would steal stuff for me. And I remember I broke up with him because I was bored because he didn't challenge me. He didn't have the same goals I did. He didn't hustle like I did. And that, I got bored. So I dumped him. And I remember he came up to me and, oh God, this is horrible. You're going to hate me now. He came up to me with this letter and his friend was with him and he signed it and he goes, here, I'm going to go kill myself. Here's all my will and testament. I'm leaving everything to you. And I looked at him and said, go kill yourself. I don't care. If you don't want to be here, go do it. It's not going to change me. I don't want you.
That is so funny.
That's actually happened to me before too, where
really,
so yeah, he threatened to kill him. Well, to like smoke a drug. I just think he was being very dramatic, but I have done that before too, where I knew I could take advantage, but it happened more so like on a vacation. You know, because you can not be yourself on vacation and stuff like that. And again, people don't know you. And I don't know if that counts, but men are super easy. Like, men are the hoes out here because they, you know, you can just hee hee ha ha in their face and they're ready to just do whatever at this point. So, you know, I'm getting me and my girls in VIP. I'm getting us bottles. I'm getting us this. And this was like when I was like in Miami nights or whatever, but it happened. And I just feel like if you wanted to talk to me, you ain't have to do all that. You could have just talked to me, but since you want to be, you know, showbo and
yeah,
then I'm gonna show you around. Pass them on to the ladies.
So if they're leading with their wallet, you gonna take advantage of that?
I did take advantage of that, But I don't do that now, because for me, it's like, just because you bought me something, you're not about to be in my, like, just because you bought me a drink, you're not about to be in my face all night. Goodbye. I don't care about that, because, you know, I could do it too. I'd rather a genuine conversation. But men do that. Like, even the way they approach, like, approaching me with your boys and you trying to be all, like, no, I don't like stuff like that. But
also, they group try to holler. They try to come, like, together. Hey, buddy, come with me real quick. Let's go over here. That is
yeah. You hear them like talking behind you. You hear them like kind of talking. Like, I'm thinking of vacation times. You know, you just on Collins Ave, you walk in or whatever, and you just hear them. And you could just tell by their I don't know. I just feel like I could tell by just their approach, their stance, like how they're talking. Like, you just out here looking like, yeah. But nowadays, I wouldn't entertain it because I don't have time for it. Like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next one, other ladies.
I was gonna say, honestly, I don't have it. I have opportunities. I've had countless opportunities to capitalize, but I couldn't really close because I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's, I don't know, it's a little cold blooded for my taste.
You've never got a drink at a bar because you knew this man was gonna buy it for you.
No, I've always purchased my own drinks. I've even had situations where I've gotten into arguments with guys because I won't accept the drink, and they try and force
me. Hold on. They fighting? They're fighting with you to buy you a drink?
Yeah, like, and you're like, no.
That is so.
And I mean, it goes as far as to purchase it anyway.
That's a turnoff right there.
And, like, purchase it anyway and send it to your table. And then I rejected it again. And when I tried to pay for my own drink, when the bartender came around to let me know how much it was, she came around and told me it was paid for. That's how far he went. And I looked across.
That's like creeper status.
Yeah, that's called call 911.
Yeah, that's definitely call 911.
Yeah, I'm definitely with Lacey on that as far as like I'm accepting what guys offer. Just like, I guess, just growing up, like, I always just felt like you accept something, like, they're going to want something in return. So, like, yes, guys will offer things because they think that you're pretty, or can I take you here or do this and do that, and I'm just very skeptical of it, so, like, no, like, I don't use it to manipulate because it's like, no. It's
a lie.
Yeah,
and they'll even go as far as to be like, oh, I really believe in you, and I just want to support you. And you can be like,
exactly.
I don't really want nothing from you. I just care about you.
I think on the flip side of that, I hear y'all ladies saying like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. For me, like, on the flip side, it's just like, even though I know it's cold-hearted, it's just like, because you thinking like that, you deserve to get finessed like that because you're not moving smarter out here. And And that's just how it is. Like, you know, you can't be mad at the woman doing it. Now, I'm not saying you're going to milk him for everything because who wants to entertain that? Like, no, I'm not doing that. But for something like a drink or, like, you trying to, you know, talk, like, there's times I've given my number because somebody wouldn't leave me alone and then, like, he'll want to call the number right in front of me, and I'm like, oh my God.
Desperately giving your number away to get rid of the dude?
Listen,
they learned that in middle school, huh?
Yeah, and then I'm like, damn, he's gonna call it. No, it's the wrong number. And then it's just great. Like, they're so persistent. So if you that persistent, then I'm gonna flip a switch and be like, you know what? Let me finesse him then. You want to be all in my face? You want to be doing that? I'm gonna, you know, yeah.
I'll go ahead and use that pocket. I'm gonna use that pocket. That's what I'm gonna do, huh?
The crazy thing with that is that you don't know when a dude is trying to finesse you and when he's crazy. You know what
exactly.
I mean? One time you let him buy you that one drink and you worried about him following you around the bar. No, he's about to follow you home.
Yeah.
Now he know where you stay.
Wow.
Like, dudes fall in love off of just looking. They ain't even got a chance to talk.
That is very true.
And they'll get in their head. They've been in a whole relationship. Then you start. Now they at your job at the teller. Like,
I haven't experienced no crazy bird like that.
I don't want nobody to help me but her. You know what I mean? And now you got a whole stalker because you can't buy your own damn drink. Fuck that, bro. I don't want your drink. I got money. Some of these dudes use that as just to open a door, and it's like symbolism. Like, oh, I like you. Check the box. And the minute you're like, yeah, go ahead and buy me a drink. They're like, she checked the box. She's mine. You hear me? And they follow you around. Like, they'll even go as far as to buy you a drink and then check you afterwards. Like, I seen you up and you was talking to another guy. Like, came here with my homegirl.
Listen, in New York,
you property once you accept a drink.
In New York,
you will get called a bitch. Ayo, ma, what's good? Ayo, ma, what's good? Oh, word? Fuck you then, bitch. And that is really how it is
in the Bay Area, too. I'm telling you. Like,
the Bay is the same way.
That's why. That's one of the reasons why I be trying to tell people how bad it is to be agreeable. Because when you're agreeable, you do what people want because you want to people please.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, people who are agreeable get manipulated. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. And then the thing about Red Pill that I be kind of skeptical of is a lot of the people, they act like they wouldn't partake in the manipulation if they had the power to. And don't, like, people... You know what I'm saying? Like, even dudes that are good-looking, they manipulate women. Anybody who can get over on you will do it, especially if you let them. Like, that's just how the game works.
Go ahead.
Why women manipulate men is because they can.
Exactly. Men will do it to, you're trusting 18-year-old girls with a lot of power.
Listen.
I mean, these are 18-year-old girls just getting out of high school. They don't know what kind of power, but they're going to test it out. And it's going to be, that's how it works.
And see, I think that's why, let's go with the men now a little bit. So I know I'm in that 1% because even as a young man, I never really valued her beauty like that. It was all about what you can do for me. And that's how I was raised like that. It was more of, dude, like you go out there in this world and you want to work very hard, and then you want to spend all your money on her? This is what my mentors, my pop, my grandfather, they all telling me the same thing. Like, man, you got to maintain what you have in order to put yourself in to be successful in life. You're not going to be successful by giving your earnings away. So, again, I just want to point out again, gentlemen, all these men that's in here, listen, it's a lot of them, too. I want you guys to get your crayons out, like my boy Steve say. The women just said it is creepy to believe when you buy a woman a drink, when you lurking and you're too persistent, that is creepy. And then also, they can tell if you're weak. They can also manipulate you because of their beauty. And again, we tell you guys how to maintain yourselves. Listen up, my man Lucario, what do you got to say about this, man? I'm going to jump right to you, man.
Man, I mean, see, this is the thing, you know, I think a lot of guys have been taught basically to put women on a pedestal. So they think that that's the right course of action to buy the drink and do all that other stuff. But what happens is because guys don't understand game, they get confused when women respond the way they respond. Their thought is, well, if you don't like me, why you buy me, why you took the drink? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so the finessing that the women are doing, what happens is it confuses guys who don't really have no game, and they don't have game, which is why they're buying the drink in the first place. You understand what I'm saying? So it's the problem is that we have to teach men to understand the games and the manipulation that women will play. You see what I'm saying? Because manipulation for women is ingrained in them, because that's where listen, the thing is like this. A woman has to manipulate a man in certain situations because she's not physically strong enough or dominant enough to make something happen without manipulating it. You understand what I'm saying? To get him to do the thing she needs him to do. You see what I'm saying? So that's already ingrained. But the guy has to be smart enough, smarter than that, to recognize and realize when manipulation is occurring so that she don't get caught up in the nonsense. But when you don't have game as a man, what happens is that you start doing weird shit like buying chicks drinks, following them around the club, you know, calling them 10 times a day, doing all this other stuff because you're so thirsty, because you have no idea how to attract a woman. Because you don't understand your value, so you're trying to basically convince her and beg her to see you as valuable or to get with you and see you as somebody she want to be with. So this is where all that goofy stuff comes in. The woman is like, yo, this guy, he's a little too much. He wants some other stuff. And then the cycle continues because he doesn't see the error in his ways. You know what I'm saying? But that's my take on that, too.
And another thing on what he just said is when a man comes up to me and he's selling himself, well, I can get this and I can do
that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. So what
the opposite is, I want you to talk to me so you can use me and get these things. Mm. And then that same man talk about how bitches ain't shit and this is all. You sold yourself.
You did. Yo, they do sell themselves. You just hit it. They do.
Wow. So they give you the full resume of how they can spend money on you, and then they get mad when you take it, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
The backfire on that is when that man gets to a point where he wants a good woman, and then he gets one, he doesn't even recognize that she's good because she don't ask for anything. She doesn't want me to buy her this. I don't know what to do with this. Mm-hmm. Be yourself. Stop trying to buy a woman and be a man that a woman wants.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's do this. Let's go, Steve. Steve, we got any calls? Any calls in the queue?
Calls are free right now, sir. Calls are open.
Okay. All right. So we go, Steve. Hey, gentlemen. Hey, y'all go ahead and call in too. We got 515-603-9373.
Hey, am I back yet?
Yeah, you back in. So you're going to be next. I'm going to go Steve, and I'm going to go you, Jay Roman, and then we're going to go poor man.
Well, I got a few things that I wrote down. Most people don't, and a lot of people hate what these women are saying, but how much power do they have over the majority of these motherfuckers today? How much power does a woman have where motherfucking men created a manosphere to bitch about women? How much power does a woman have where men create pills and hypergamy and all this shit because of a woman? And the thing is, this goes to show you how much game women have on their pinky than most men have, because women are, don't get it twisted, women are smart enough to play stupid. Women know how to run men the way they choose to run them, number one. They know how to run the game. Matter of fact, because most of you guys can't even answer the question. Most of the guys that are bitter about women, they can't even ask the question, what can you give her more than her fingers and her dildo? Think about that. What can you do? What can you bring that will give her more? Because she doesn't need you. She's got her fingers in her dildo. What can you give her more than that? As you can see, these women are telling a lot of you guys that, you know what? You ain't shit. And you know what? The thing that I love the most about these women and women out there, it's nothing like laying in the bed and having her lay right next to you and the phone ring and it's you. And you over there crying while I'm butt-ass naked next to her. And all you're doing is, where you at? Well,
with that Arizona on the side of the bed.
Oh, yes, man. You just sitting back chilling. And you know what? Just listen to her bitch about you. Why are you weak? Why are you a sucker? Why are you the one that's going to drive her around? Why are you the one that's putting up her Christmas lights? Why are you the motherfucker that's going to be her bitch, her bank, her shoulder, or a combination of both? But yet y'all don't understand.
Almost said the Christmas lights.
Yeah, and Halloween ones. But
if that's not your woman, if y'all not living together, if you putting up Christmas lights, you a sucker, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
I
am not going on a ladder for any woman I'm not invested in. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, I just want to say the last thing. If y'all men think about it, who holds the power? Think about who holds the power. Because why would we create a space to bitch about women when the game ain't even about motherfucking women? That's all I want to say.
We got Jay Roman. What we got? We back?
Yeah, I think I'm back, and I missed quite a bit. So I'm going to just sum up what I heard and then go from there. And pretty much what I heard was, you know, the ladies were talking about this weak guy and how they would test him to see if he's weak. So one thing guys can hear is that your lady is going to test you. Now, if you're over-pleasing and all you're doing is pleasing, and pleasing, and you won't say no to this, no to that, at some point in time, you got to realize you failed her test. And I don't think they realize that they have failed the test. And that's why when you look at her and she got that bored look in her eyes, and you're wondering and you're checking her phone or you're checking her timetable and where's she at, some of y'all insecure go check the gas mileage, make sure it took exactly this amount of miles to get to work and back. It's because you know that you failed the test. And she is bored, and you can see it in her eye. Your relationship is not right, but yet you're still over-pleasing, still over-pleasing. Now, for me, at a young age, I lucked up on game. I'm going to say it like that because I was broke. I couldn't afford to date you. I'll be honest. I couldn't afford to date you, but I still wanted some. So I would tell you real quick, come over this house. Come over this house, and then what are we going to cook? Which means basically what you cooking. And it happened. A lot of people came over the house and cooked. And I realized, you know what, I don't need that car. You know, I don't need the car. I don't need all that. I just need to talk to you in your ear. And my thing is, I'm your type. You just don't know it yet. So let me get to you and let you know it. So, you know, a lot of these guys right now, I look at, and somebody put on there, he blames the 90s R&B. I don't blame no music.
Right.
I don't blame no music. That's just entertainment.
Right.
I don't blame anything for it. And I applaud y'all. If y'all don't get a dude in his pocket, get him. Get him. That's a weak dude. You ain't getting
like,
his pocket.
I like to hear that.
Pocket.
I love to hear the woman's story.
But the thing is, but that's part of the problem. And I'm
ask you in a heartbeat at the bar.
I'm going to push back.
Oh, I think
it's
delayed. Go ahead, Paul.
It seems as though it's all about what is the problem right now. Like, this is exactly what the problem is. You have men trying to approach you, to he's buying you a drink, and that don't necessarily mean you gotta, you know, dive on him. But then he's also telling you what he can provide for you financially in terms of changing your life. And somebody just said that you have to prove that you have something to offer other than what her dildo can do. So what exactly are women choosing these men on? Because we can sit here and say,
backbone.
Don't go up and buy drinks. Don't go up and approach. But then men are going to stop approaching. And if we do that.
No, we didn't say don't approach. We didn't say that.
You have nothing to offer.
But I'm saying, like, it seems as though, I guess what I'm saying is how do men, and what are y'all judging the men that you go after based on? Because it seems like it's all on looks. Because all that stuff is creepy if you're not
going.
If you're good looking, it's a different standard. And
because I'm like I said, I'm the ugliest, sexiest man alive. I'm telling you right now, when you know there's better looking men than you, you know you're an ugly man. But what I bring to the table, I am sexy as fuck. This is what it is. Half of it, well, not half of it, about 100% of it is confidence, right? My confidence coming to the approaching to this woman, because there are men that are not attracted. Women don't find attraction in looks all the time. There's naturally attractive men, right? But what happens is that they come with confidence, and women's like they like feelings. If you can make a, you have about 30 seconds to make her feel good about that interaction. Otherwise, she's going to turn the corner really quick. There are some men with some game that can recover from that. But most men do what? They tuck their tail. They start asking, are you here normally? What state are you from? You know, weak game, right? So if a man approaches and he gets to her feelings, be different. Go at her a little differently. They tend to react. A woman is about eargasms. If you can if you can dig deep into her soul,
my ear,
within 30 seconds to a minute,
right here,
get a hold of her.
Right
that
here.
Sounds like manipulation.
I'm trying to tell you. because I'm delivering what I'm good at. I am good at making you feel good. And I will make you feel good the rest of your life.
This is Kaepernick.
This is the thing. Okay, check this out. Let's say a girl on Tinder or she at a party, right? Let's say she got 15 good-looking dudes try to holler at her. Which one she gonna pick?
What you mean?
If she got 15 good-looking dudes trying to holler, which she gonna pick?
They'll definitely want the she most attracted to.
Okay, so
have 10 good-looking people and be attracted to one of them more than the other.
No, but my point is they're all good-looking. So what separates?
I'm not saying that confidence don't matter. That's a mistake. But I'm also saying that looks matter, too.
No, it doesn't.
Looks directly affect your confidence.
That's not true.
That's an excuse.
That's an excuse. So let me tell you something. And I will tell you, this is, and shout out to my boy Ephraim. If y'all knew my boy Ephraim has keloids on half of his face. He's a darker brother. He looks oily all the time. This is my dude, and he will square off against anybody, any man that wants to say something. But women, oh, they love him. Let me tell you why. Ephraim is one of the funniest cats you would know. And when I tell you, he gets women because he goes at, he has no type of, like, he's not waiting. When we go into the spot, Ephraim is down up over here talking to five women right now. And what I'm telling you is, he like, hey, bro, hey, I got one for you. Come up over here and meet this one. I don't have a problem with meeting nobody.
Lines over.
He will bring you over here, and all of a sudden, the game is changing. Now he's pulling one. He's talking to her. When I tell you he makes them feel good, he makes them feel good. And that's what I'm saying. I visually see it on a regular basis. And then men's excuse would be, oh, well, if he looks like that, then he gets the bottom of the barrel women. No. These are women who want to feel good. Most to all women want to feel good.
That's it.
Here. So the thing is, it's right there. So if you can get to that, it's easy. It's easy as pie, man.
Calls, sir. We got calls.
Oh, we got a call. We got one call.
We're going to get this interesting, though.
Okay, yeah.
And I think it's because there's an age difference.
No, it's not.
Have you ever heard of the phrase, he was cute until he opened his mouth?
Thank you.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I know plenty of good-looking dudes that ain't got no game that in the long run it don't work out.
So then why does looks matter then? It don't matter. Looks don't matter.
That's an excuse
that weak motherfuckers use that don't have game because, you know what?
I tell you,
I'm trying to show her why she should fuck me. Bottom line, fuck my looks. I'm showing her why she should get with me because I know what I bring to the table. See, when you talk about looks, that's feminine, my brother.
The problem is I'm saying the looks matter because you can't compete with Walmart in price. You got to know your strengths and weaknesses. If looks ain't your strength, I'm not saying that you don't approach. I'm just saying it definitely matters.
But it's cool. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
That's when you get off balance.
Yeah, we got calls.
When I was 27 years old,
because you're too busy worried about your looks.
There you go.
No,
hey, real quick, we got a phone call.
I think
we got one phone call. Real quick, ladies, I got you. Let's get this phone call.
Okay.
Let's engage it. Hey, it's getting good. This is what we wanted, right?
We got two calls. We got 442, then 347. 442, you're up, then 347. What's your question, brother?
Nah, I ain't got no questions. I'm just letting y'all know that the black woman is a POW. Y'all read the Willie Lynch letter, nigga.
But no, you know what? You a piece of shit. You want to know why? Because your bitch ass stayed on the line just to say that weak fucking shit. But you the same motherfucker who bitch about
POW. I think POW is prisoner of war.
Nah, I thought he's a piece of shit. My bad.
Next call, Steve.
I'd rather talk about
looks all night than go down that rabbit hole. All right,
347, what's your question, man?
Hey, brothers, man, how you doing? I donated, man. I got to pay my tuition.
I appreciate you, man. It's all good.
All right, but brothers, I do want to...
What's your question, man?
And then I'm out of here. The only thing I disagree with is what y'all saying about Sims, man. First and foremost, y'all got to start having more respect for the Sims, because at the end of the day, I appreciate a man that pays for a woman's cat so that she could come to my house, man. I love them Sims out there. Y'all got to stop disrespecting them. Have a good night.
We love
them. Hey, man. Look, the Sims got their own lane. But what happens to Sims is that they live a very unhappy life, unhappy, broke life. And with no structure in life, those women that they normally simping on, those women normally talk to the man who they want to deal with. They normally don't stay around with those guys. So I'm just saying, I don't encourage simps because I know that lifestyle is not sustainable. You can't sustain that type of lifestyle because, for one, she's not viewing you the way you need to be viewed. But we need any more calls, Steve?
No, we're good. We're good. I'll let you on the back end.
All right, Latrice, what we got? What we got?
Oh, we have one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, we got one?
I'll wait till Latrice and I'll open it up. Go ahead, Latrice.
Latrice, let's go.
Go ahead,
Latrice.
Are you referring to me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Am I gonna sound Latrice?
I didn't know. I didn't know what shit.
Go ahead. We'll open up after you.
Okay, so what 1950 was saying about making her feel good, I agree with all of that. Now, this might flip it into a different direction, but y'all ladies, tell me if I'm lying.
Thank you.
In my opinion, a woman already knows what she's going to do with you before you even open your mouth. Your job is to not fuck it up. And more men talk themselves out
of the pussy.
Getting some than they do.
So Lacey,
she has already made the decision whether she was going to go home with you, whatever the situation is. You cute. She'd have been like, I like his lips, whatever.
Thank you.
Then you get to talking and you say some weird
That's
shit. And she's like, oh, no. Exit stage left.
So Lacey, have you ever
situation they don't even know.
You just proved our point.
She proved our point. Has nothing to do with looks.
not necessarily, but looks do play a factor.
It was like, what are we doing?
That's what initiates it all.
Yeah.
But if you open your mouth, thank you, ladies.
Keep talking.
But what she said is right. You can talk yourself out of it. You can find the towel and then.
Let me ask you a question. So if I have a product that costs $1,000, and then you say, and then you say, here's $1,000, and I say it's not for sale, did it matter that you have that $1,000?
Are you asking me the question?
Yeah. if you got $1,000 and I got something right here and you want to buy it and I'm like, it's not for sale, does it matter you got the $1,000?
Yeah, because I could take my $1,000 elsewhere.
No, I'm talking about for that thing you want right there, does it matter?
Well, I guess not, because it's not for sale.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter you got the $1,000.
I'm worried about the – I'm trying to find where that fits.
So my point is that you can – I can look good to one woman and not look good to the other woman. So even though I'm good looking, it won't matter if the girl doesn't – if that girl doesn't see that I'm good looking to her. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, the girl who's not into my looks – she could still want to fuck with me because she starts to feel me or just likes me because of other shit. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I agree with you that we're not saying that looks don't matter in the scheme of things. What we're saying is that the looks isn't the end all be all the most important thing. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, and that's what I think we agree, but I heard word for word verbatim that looks don't matter. I mean, I heard that word for word.
We're just saying that in the other side of the context, just like I can say getting a degree doesn't matter to get a good job. Now, I could also say getting a degree matters to get a good job. They're both right, but you don't need a degree to get a good job.
You don't, but it certainly helps.
No, okay, fine. There we go.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Look, certainly help. That's all I was saying.
We got to call it. But what we're saying is it don't matter what you look like. If you don't have game, you won't maintain it.
We know that, right?
It seems like y'all assuming that I'm saying that it's the only thing that matters.
Not at all.
I'm saying you have to know your strengths and weaknesses before you go and approach. If your strength is not looks, don't rely on your looks. You're going to have some
your
mouth
strength is huge.
You don't know what it would look if you're looking for me.
How do you know this girl is going to think you're cute or not? How do you know she thinks you're good looking or not?
It's huge.
You don't. But there are some people that have gotten the attention enough
that's
that knows that they're universally pretty attractive.
You got to go. Hey, Jay Roman. Hey, let Jay Roman speak.
Yeah,
got a call.
I mean, I'm hearing you, but that's the guy that's creepy sitting over across the other side of the room because he thinks he looks so good just staring at him down. And you know what I'm saying? When he walks up, he don't have a lot to say. He don't have to carry on the conversation because, as you put it, you know, his strength is his looks. So he comes up with his looks, and, you know, and he goes to approach her, and he don't have a lot to say, so he talks himself out of it as what they said. Like, he talks himself out of getting it. Because he really don't know what to do while he's there. So all I'm saying is that, okay, yeah, everybody has to have some sort of attraction.
Yeah, I
go
with poor man in certain ways.
You gotta mentally have a balance about yourself. Like it don't matter if some dudes work out and they looking good, they go to the bar and they sitting there, got their shirt halfway on, open up and stuff like that, and then they staring at somebody, you know, over here having a good time, making them laugh and talk and wondering how come they're not coming over his direction. He looks good, and that's off balance. And what we're teaching a lot of guys is right now is that, okay, if you have looks, then why develop all this other stuff? Why develop your mental? Why develop yourself? Because I look good.
Concept.
I rolled up and I look good, so they should be on me.
He's
hey,
saying,
Foreman, go ahead and go. Yeah.
I don't really agree with it because they're saying, see, that's the misconception. He said game versus looks, and it's not game versus looks. It's games and looks. It's game and looks. You don't have to have both, but you got to know what you're good at. That's all I'm saying.
I think I'm going to watch the boat all night.
I love it, and this is why
I wanted this type of panel, because I knew we want people to stand on what they believe in. So we go upstairs to the ladies. We're going to let the ladies talk. And I want them to chime in. Go ahead.
Like, what I mean, I think that, like, one thing I won't assume is that, like, just because, you know, a bunch of people have told me that I'm attractive, like, I don't assume that everybody, you know, will think I'm attractive. So I never go into a space and think, like, oh, I'm going to get this person or I could get that person, and just assuming that everybody is going to think I'm attractive. And that's the same thing, you know, with men. I feel like a lot of men automatically assume, like, oh, I think I look, like, they think that themselves, like, oh, I think I look good, so I can just approach this person, and then automatically, like, going to like me. I think we need to realize, like, everybody has their own, like, taste in what they like. So just because, you know, one person may tell you that you're attractive, that doesn't mean that everybody finds you attractive.
See, we're going to run into a problem here, because everybody doesn't think Rihanna's attractive, but who are we kidding? Okay.
I don't like Rihanna.
People
give me Jill Scott.
You okay? Yeah, you in particular, right?
I like
you. If you ask 10 guys, 9 are gonna say yes. So there is such thing as universal attractiveness. We're not acting like that. We're not acting like that. There are people that can walk in a room and say I'm attractive, and most people in that room will agree.
But most universal means 100%. So if only one person says no, it's not universal.
Okay, yeah, we're picking with words. I'm sorry if if 9 out of 10 find you attractive, you're pretty attractive. All right, and you can.
What are we doing on call, Steve?
We are. Let me check real quick.
So
we're good.
What happens? So ladies, let me ask you guys this question, because you already said that the person can talk to you. His job is basically not to say something stupid to mess it up, right?
Right.
So can he talk himself into something?
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, he said, as soon as he buy that wine, I'm coming up from behind. Like,
exactly.
How many times did he say he's black and ugly as ever? However, he's still getting pussy. Like, you just have to know who you are before you step up to a woman. And a woman can always tell if a man has the confidence and can carry out what he's saying, point blank, period. Now, a man can be like, I want to initially talk to him, but because he said whatever and I'm actually enjoying myself and I like what's coming out of his mouth, demeanor, I changed my mind. Yes, he can talk himself into something that he wasn't initially getting. But the thing is, a lot of these males out here today do not have that confidence to carry that out.
Yeah. And it's almost like these men nowadays are just more feminine than you.
Same.
You know, they want to look more better than you. They walking around with purses and anklets, and it's very confusing because
there's a difference between being masculinely attractive and being feminine and attractive. There's a difference.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
on a man?
A attractive man isn't wearing anklets.
But that is what men are wearing. That's what I'm saying. They're trying to be more feminine, and to me, that's
what
not
is the ankle?
That. Like an ankle bracelet, like a.
Shit. Like a man wear that?
Yes. Yes.
Some people do a small minority of men, but that's not a thing.
That's our fault as men, because I'm the guy who's gonna say, bro, what the f is that? Why are we doing this?
I mean, but it started from the skinny jeans. It started from wearing the backpack. It started from, everything is being more feminine in the men, and they think that's attractive because that's what entertainment is showing, and that shows a weak man.
Men start carrying too much. I've said this a long time ago on my podcast. Men carry too much accessories. Like that's a problem. Like I have my wallet, my ATM card. That's it. what is this whole bag they put across their chest now? And like, what's in the bag? Like, what do we eat in the bag?
Yeah, I said that. What's inside the bag? Because I know what's inside my purse. What are you carrying around?
Yeah, but this is what I'm talking about. So look, I can tell Latrice we got something to say.
What's in my bag?
Lacey, I'm sorry. Why I keep messing her up? Why do I keep saying Latrice? You know what it is?
No.
I got my cousin's name's Latrice. So you'll shout out to Latrice. My bad. I didn't mean to make you sound like that, Latrice. I know you're gonna call me later. But Lacey, please chime in, because I see your facial expressions. I need you to chime in on that.
I wasn't aware of these men doing all this, so I don't know if it's if I ever saw an anklet or a
let me tell you why you don't see it. You don't see it on a physical level. They hold the purses and dresses on a mental level, because all they do is bitch like women. All they do is go over to those manospheres and those peel places and bitch like fucking women. So they wear dresses, they wear shoes, they wear purses, and they wear anklets on a mental level, because all they doing is bitching about women who don't even give a fuck about them. They ain't even, these women ain't thinking about them, but all they do is get cuddle parties with other dudes. That's gay, it's asexual. Getting around other guys, wearing purses, dresses, and shoes, bitching.
there is a comment saying they put stuff in here, so I'm a little...
It's drugs. He has drugs in the bag.
Yeah, that's jojoba oil.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Jojoba oil? What's jojoba oil?
Jojoba oil.
Who's the sister in the top left? The one that talked after I talked and literally explained the point that I made. She talked about Biggie saying he's black and ugly, but he got this and this and that. He knew his strengths.
Well, Biggie is a millionaire. I mean, he knew his
strengths and weaknesses. He knew what he had to offer. A woman other than a dildo.
That's what made him attractive.
We can't do this whole men are dressed in feminine. Come on now. We gonna act like Prince didn't exist.
Prince didn't exist. That whole era was doing that. Let me just say this. Real men don't count Prince. I don't count Cameo. All the Village Boys don't count him as men. I count real G. And that's what I'm saying. They may have something to swing, but that don't make him men. And so what I'm saying is, hey, he lost me with a bazier. You're a great artist, Prince. You're great. But you're not over here in this club as being represented as a man. I can't give him that. And this is what I'm saying. I say be a man all the time, not just sometimes.
So
what I'm saying,
masculinity has something to do with, like, your clothes, obviously a little bit.
To the degree where you would call Prince not a man because of his clothes, it's masculine. And he's not in a man's club. You're right. I'm sorry. He is considered technically by law that he's a male.
No, that's not what we do. I don't do identity politics.
What I'm saying to you is, in a community of a man, no. There's acceptance to understanding how we act. How we act is also, what people are going to perceive you as. I'm not going to be out here with a shirt that says, spend all my money on this in pink, and I'm walking around tiptoeing. Look. I know. From where I'm from and the people that I'm around, we don't accept that. And that's your thing. I'm not hating on that. So there's a woman out there that will love that man. But personally, what I will tell you is...
Was he not confident, though? Was he not confident?
Prince, he was confident.
And women like that. Women were able to look past that.
I was saying y'all were equating being unattractive and being feminine with clothing. In the modern era. And I'm saying that
there's feminine dressing.
Historically, dresses changed. I mean, plenty of people wore kitten. Literally, the kings of England
men
wore
men never changed.
They wore kitten.
Men didn't change.
But also, you have to understand the context in what the situations were, meaning that if in a specific context, if we're saying that women who are the feminine wear dresses, and if you're wearing a dress, you're doing some feminine shit. It's that simple. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just the end all be all of it. Because if we're talking about the materialistic world or the material world, and we're saying, hey, women paint their fingers and wear lipstick and all that other stuff, and if you're doing that, then you're basically being feminine. You see what I'm saying? So by
are you talking about in the modern age, or are you talking about historically speaking?
No, I'm talking about in the modern age. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is the context. So if in 2021, you know what I'm saying, and you know, women are wearing dresses and wearing makeup and wearing nail polish, and you are a man, you know, wearing nail polish and wearing dresses and wearing makeup, you are dressing in a feminine manner. That's all it is. It doesn't mean you're still a man technically, but you're representing femininity in the way that you're presenting yourself in the way you dress. You see what I'm saying?
You can't be masculine appearing to be feminine.
We got a call, sir.
I'm not disagreeing with you,
like,
but
we have to stop it to entertainers because their money makes a difference. People were fucking with them regardless of how they dress. It was because their status, their what they were, what would they be doing?
The problem is the only people that I can bring up as examples would be people that were relevant and people that mattered and that had power, unless I use anecdotal evidence. So, I mean, we can do that, but then we can't have a conversation.
All right, we got a call.
Let's get this call. Area code
614. What's your question and comment or statement, 614?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, y'all? Good show. I just want to make a distinction to help a lot of the dudes out there who can't see this in the crowd. There's a distinction between a woman saying you got to be man enough so that you can step up to try to prove something to her and she can still cover up her bullshit. There's a difference between that and you stepping up and being a man for yourself because you know you deserve respect. Because they'll try to play that game on you, too. They'll try to say, oh, I want a man to do this or that. You know, he's strong, but they mean strength as in – they can mean strength as in being subservient to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're under pressure to be a man and show me you're man enough versus you just being a man because you know you deserve respect. And I think with the attraction thing also, it all –
I'm trying to understand what he's saying.
I don't understand what you mean.
I think he's saying the difference between being a man because that's what you do and being a man to try to impress the woman. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because some of them will take advantage of that. Like some of these ladies here, some of them were letting us know to step up to be a man to, you know, it was good advice, so we stopped being weak. But in other ones, you can hear there was some nuance. They were saying, you need to be a man because I'm the shit, and you need to prove yourself to me. And it's like some of these women ain't shit. I mean, a lot of these women ain't shit either. And they use these conversations to cover up the fact that they pussy them, you know what I'm saying, ain't. All that they don't bring under the table.
Let me get this. One second, caller. So what I want to say is that like we have to understand as the men who actually choose the women.
Yes,
we choose the woman. And then for us to choose them and then complain about it, whose fault is that?
Thank you.
So what I'm saying is you can't choose the woman and then
I'm not saying that a man is not responsible for that. Exactly, I would never say that.
Like a woman is going to come with past walking. She's going to have a whole baggage with her when she comes to you.
Exactly.
It is yours to remove all of that and build up this woman that you can see every day who's on your same page and understand that she's building with you.
Some women you don't even need to work with the baggage. You just don't. You just walk away from them. Don't even fuck with the baggage. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't do mental health. Like I'm an honest man, right? So like I don't do medication. If you got medication, all that. I'm gonna keep it real, y'all. I'm an honest guy. So this is my thing. I don't fault men that do, but like. I'm older. If I was younger, then I could probably get in that fight. But what I'm saying is when you're an older man, I don't suggest you deal with too many problems. I'm 40-something. I'm 43 this year. So what I'm saying to y'all is that at 43, I'm not fighting the battles I would at 23. Like, if she got qualities, but she got a couple of mental situations, then, hey, baby, we can deal with this and we can make sure.
Yeah.
But look, I'm not dealing with nobody right now on medication. Like, if you're on any type of meds.
But 20% of them are on meds.
I can't.
20% of them are on meds. And these are the same women sitting up there with their noses up.
I don't care. Let me tell you about the number. I don't care about none of that because as soon as I find out there's medication involved, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be involved. Because at the end of the day, I respect her enough to know myself, and I don't want to destroy her perception of what this man is. So I'm going to be honest with her and tell her, you know what, I think it would be best if you find somebody that's going to nurture that part of you because I don't have that in me. I'm a man who needs a woman who's ready to be coached up, who's ready to listen to some instructions.
That's it.
Who's ready to be a part of the program. That's just go ahead, Steve.
But I'm not saying that means you should, like, you know, whine about this shit. I'm not saying whine. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's two halves of this problem.
We got other calls, but real quick, 954, we bring in. All I'm hearing is boo-hoo. When are y'all going to connect the dots that women don't come out the motherfucking box perfect?
I love what Mr. 1950 said, because if I'm coming from a bad place, a bad man or whatever else, and he looks at me and says, this is what's going on here, and he takes it by the reins, challenging me. And I need that. If you can't challenge me and run exactly with me, I'm gone.
Period.
I'm bored. You know, I'm gone. But knowing that he can step up and say, this is the game, absolutely, I'd bake him anything he wants.
Nick, so that cuts out the bitching. That's what I'm saying. All you guys come with all this excuse type shit. This is what we're trying to teach you how men are. You're going to do it my way or you're
Lacey,
gone.
You're next, Lacey. You're next,
Lacey. What I was going to say was based off of his comment saying you're either going to be a man or, you know, you don't become a man for a woman. What ruins it all is there are a lot, an obscene amount of men that their validation to their manhood lies with their woman.
Ooh,
and the minute that you're in a relationship, my thing is like if you're in a relationship looking for your manhood, you don't have it.
Wow.
And if she
I'm about to mark this down.
If she has a backbone of any kind, that's the type of woman that's going to run over you. Because if you come and you're always looking for that validation, looking for that validation, and looking for that validation. You're looking for something you don't already possess, but you want her to behave as if you got it. And that's not how it goes.
No.
So if she's bold
enough
to say to you, if she's bold enough to say to you, you're going to have to bring this, and you're going to have to do this. If she don't come at you with that even type of energy, she don't respect you off the rip. She already knows she don't possess it.
Exactly.
That's why she has that. That's why she's like that.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you know what I mean? And a woman knows when you're around that type of energy. And, you know, like I had a situation where I've been single for a while. I'm pumping my own gas. It's my car. I paid a note. I'm like, I could date this guy, pull up and I get out.
Well, she's breaking up.
I'm like, oh, I'm about to, you know, pump gas or whatever. He's like, nah, you're going to get in the car, and I'm going to take care of that. And I'm normally the type of person with a lot of pushback, but that type of energy right there, I was like, whoa, you ain't saying nothing
but
a word.
It feels great when they take it by the reins, but it's like, no, baby, I'm taking care of you.
Exactly.
It's sexy as hell.
Take that step back.
Mm.
Exactly. It's something about that energy and that
cool
that we're talking so much about that puts you in a situation where you're like, you know what, respect, let me go ahead and get in the car, versus you may have that same dude, or not the same dude, or someone similar say the same thing, and you'll mess around and bust out laughing, like, oh, you go put the gas? For real?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got different energy that suggests you're not even about that life. You're trying to create that perception, but you're not really going to, you're not going to hold it down like that. You see what I'm saying? So if a woman is going to talk to you that way and say, bring your manhood, jump through all these hoops, prove to me, she's already set herself above you, my love. That's already a done deal.
Like, she's trying to tell you ain't on her level already. Hey, so poor man, we're going to get to you right after the call. We're going to get a call, and then poor man, you're going to open up with your response to that, okay?
All right.
So let's get this call real quick, and let's go. Yeah.
All right, 954, then 470, we got you. 954, what's your question, sir?
What's going on? I don't really have a question, but I got to come at poor man's comment with the celebrities and the looks and all that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's straight up, either you a man or you a trick. When you're the, when you're a celebrity, it's just, you're just a bigger trick. There ain't nothing more to that, man.
What's your thoughts on the poor man?
I mean, how am I supposed to? you know, if you're a celebrity.
That's my guy, man. That's my guy. He's honest. He's like, what am I supposed to say about that?
Anybody can say that. How am I supposed to know?
It's still game. You can talk to a woman, have her follow your program or not. If she's not following your program, she's tricking you out, bro. That's it. It ain't no other way about that. But yeah, right.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. And what I like the most, poor man, hey, I gotta say, bro, I like this cat because this dude stand on his own. He don't care He is about what he feel, and that's what this show is about. And that's why I wanted to bring different personalities in,
yeah,
because we don't all need to agree.
Right.
We need to have this conversation.
That's true.
And so I appreciate that, Portman. So, Portman, give me your thoughts, because I know, not Latrice, Lacey said shout out to Latrice, though. But Lacey said some great things, and I just wanted you to respond to some of them, because I know she was, I mean, she was really in on it. She really dug in on it.
Yeah, I get it. Well, this is when I realized that I'm actually on a panel full of people that are ambitious about male accountability specifically.
Yeah.
As in,
accountability
here.
Not me. So look, I'm about accountability, but I'm about this accountability. When me and this woman is doing things together, I'm going to hold her accountable. But I'm, as a man, I can't preach to the world about a general statement of all women this, all women that,
right,
because my dealings with this woman is different, because my whole plan is different. So
yeah,
I don't deal with a lot of that. I don't deal with a lot of that.
Because
that's
it
all.
Sounds like y'all deal with people. It sounds like everybody here, well, the men at least, deal with people on a one-on-one basis. And they're kind of talking to people in terms of, let's just get to this, because this is me thinking out loud. But the thing about liking men that are super duper assertive and very disagreeable is they are and can be very dangerous.
What?
So it starts with, men who are,
I got to hear it. Let me hear this. I love this. Let's listen up.
Men who are disagreeable cannot become dangerous.
Hey man, I am very disagreeable.
In the game.
Have you watched Netflix?
What do you want?
I'm sorry.
Assertiveness, especially if it's with emotions.
Oh God!
No, I don't have emotions.
Men who are agreeable can become.
What do you mean by dangerous? Yeah.
Oh no, I'm not saying men who are agreeable can't do it, but they tend to avoid conflict.
But what's dangerous? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What I mean? Like,
what do you mean dangerous?
Yeah, what's dangerous? Because I definitely got something on that shit. What do you mean dangerous?
Here's the thing. Disagreeable men tend to be the ones that are very ambitious. All right, and if you live in a scarcity mindset, ambition can be selling drugs. All right, but if you don't, if you live in an abundance mindset, ambition can be leading a company. Right. The difference between those two people is usually their lack of. Well, for the drug dealer, it's usually his lack of being able to apply what he's doing to the future because he's living in scarcity. He's wondering where his next meal is coming from, right? So he's making money, but he doesn't think about the future because he's living in a scarcity mindset. CEOs, people who are running companies, they've had the privilege of living
real quick,
in
a... We got some calls, and I'm sorry to limit you. I'm sorry to limit. We got how many calls?
We got one call in the queue. 470.
Right.
We got one call.
So, Portman, we're definitely going to get to that. We'll get to this call, and then we're gonna discuss it.
Oh, yeah,
we're
going
to
discuss
that. Right. That's very important.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And see, this is why I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, 470, what's your question or comment, sir?
Yo. I just got a question first, I just got a comment. First of all, y'all are killing this particular conversation. But I just wanted to, Portman Podcast, to sort of expound on I just wanted him to expound on his statement, how can I say the mindset could be particularly dangerous or that individual of a man, they could be, like, how can I say they're assertive or
how being assertive is dangerous
assertive or disassertive or, you know what I'm saying? It's sort of hard for me to explain.
Yeah, we're gonna let him expand on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, so I appreciate the call. Thank you. Well, go ahead, poor man.
Well, I mean, a lot of the stuff seems to be, it either is or isn't, and I'm talking about potential here. Okay, so I'm not saying every agreeable man is going to hurt you. I am saying that men who are overly aggressive and agreeable are the ones that are more likely to be abusive. I don't understand how that's even a concept that is hard to take in.
I'm
also physically aggressive and you don't do it, that can easily turn to
violence. So I would say most men that are mentally ill. See, we forget mentally ill men. We're gonna put them aside.
Ugh.
But then the other men that have a hard time with losing the woman because they don't have enough confidence in themselves to move on, and they lose control of the situation. Are they desperate? There's several ways. If their mind is not right, they're going to become to be certain things. That doesn't mean, I don't think you can say disagreeable, because I'm very aggressive, but I'm aggressive in my beliefs, but I'm not like any woman I've ever been with. Like I always say, I've never cussed. I've never disrespected her in any way. I've never called her any names. Any one of my exes will always tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
I have never been on that level to do that because I'm always in control of my emotions.
But that's the difference. Some men are not.
No, but that's not a man.
You're not in control of your emotions.
Okay, but you're talking about males. You're not talking about a man because a man walks away. I can give you this lady right there that rejected a guy. She got shot. I can give you this other lady that rejected a guy and she got punched in the face. I can go down the list of that. See, the thing that you're doing is you're trying to lump men and males in together. A man walks the fuck away. We are not dangerous because we don't give a fuck about women that much to even care if they reject us. We walk away. And if you look at Netflix and all them crazy ass killers, they got the same makeup that most of them motherfuckers across the street. Again, I gotta go across the street. The guys have no game. They complain about women. They mad. They rage. They come up with names, gimmicks, and all that goofy shit. They're the ones women are afraid of. Women can't even reject a guy nowadays without worrying about if she's going to get shot, beat, or knocked the fuck down.
Men express aggression through physical violence. So, yes, generally speaking, men display aggression through physical violence. Women display aggression through manipulation.
Women
manipulate men because that, or was it Lucario? Because that's how they get through the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they display aggression. What do we do? I mean,
male.
Yeah,
but aggression is it? Let's go back to the beginning of the show.
Right.
I'm just saying, let's go back to the beginning of the show. One of the first things said was that when you're looking at and knowing that a guy is weak, and the ladies mentioned all this different stuff, and one of the things they mentioned was that a guy that is not disciplined and can't control himself and things like that. So we're not talking about a man that is standing on his square, moving the way he wants to move, focused with his life plan, and having somebody come along with that. We're talking about a guy that is weak mentally, that is going to turn around and then physically assault somebody because he's not getting his way. He's throwing that tantrum, right? Basically, that's what we're saying. He's not getting his way. He's throwing his tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an off-balance individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so any goal of a man, they know, is to improve themselves and improve those who are around them as they move forward to whatever their goals are.
Mm-hmm.
So that dude you're talking about, which does exist, but is very a weak person, and I'm not considering him amongst this what we're talking about.
But no, here's the thing. It seems like I am just giving a warning to women. I'm not saying that disagreeable men cannot be aggressive. I'm not saying that. I'm saying agreeable men can also be aggressive. Both of them can be aggressive, yes. So if you get rejected and you're an over-aggressive man, you may go back. But if you're very
said that men would usually use violence, as in like a physical violence, and
women
manipulation.
Men are more likely to use violence. Yes.
I don't agree with that.
What's so important about a woman?
That's part of.
But that's a mental thing. Just like you just said it. But that's a mental thing. I don't think all men already goes to their first reaction is violence. If you don't have the mental capacity to reflect on what's going on, then you're not handling the situation properly.
If you're going to take it out on violence, then it's just like, then you're a weak-ass man because that's how you expressing yourself. That's how you showing your feelings, your emotions. You can't communicate, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you have to use aggression and violence to get your point across. And now you're really not respected because what the fuck does that tell me? You're crazy.
That's interesting because historically speaking, that's how we got almost everything done.
See, but now we're bringing up, historically speaking.
Yeah, because I'm speaking in general. See, the thing is, y'all are talking about overly, and this is why I'm so a little bit passionate about it. It's because y'all are talking about men and saying that you should look for these traits in men. And I'm just saying, yes, those are great traits for men, but beware of the ones that are too much like that.
Well, we can't save everybody. Everybody can't be saved.
See, I think, hold on. So basically what you're saying
is a warning. That's all it is.
No, but so basically what you're saying, because I think this is what's happening. You're equating a man who is aggressive and assertive as someone who is most likely to also be violent because of being aggressive and assertive. What we're saying is that that's not true. A man can be aggressive and assertive, right, and be nonviolent, be cool as hell, be chill as shit, and you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
Like, y'all right. don't understand.
So you're just saying that they exist. You're
saying
they
exist.
Exist.
And they are very well out there, and they are the best manipulators, actually.
No.
There are a lot of women that are in abusive relationships because they want an overly aggressive, very demanding men. And I'm not saying
not
that
it's afraid of them. Like, it's different to have a woman.
Is that simple?
It's different to have a woman afraid of you. Mm-hmm. See, and that happens.
About
you understand?
Right now.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about
it
in general. Like I consider myself very aggressive because I have a lot of confidence. I will literally go talk to five women if they're right there. Like, oh, hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? And individually talk to them.
Period.
I'm not afraid of that because I know that I have something that a lot of men don't, right? And that's confidence. I'm coming, and sometimes I don't even care about getting a number. I'm not here for that. I'm here to have a good time. So
Line's
you know what?
Up.
I'm just here to have grown-up adult conversation between male and women. And my thing is that I'm about 6'2", 150, 160 pounds. And let me tell you something. I got a big beard with a deep voice. I understand that I can be intimidating sometimes. So I try to make sure I cool people off with my presence. I go and speak very good to them. I can articulate well. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is I try to kill the stigma of all this nonsense that people have of perception. So a lot of what you're saying is perception. Like,
see,
that's just perception of being aggressive.
I just feel like, why do they matter? Because there's so many reasons. There's so many. On the flip side, there's a lot of women who are just as mentally crazy, just as manipulative that way too. So me bringing that up will have nothing to do with. It's like, okay, they coexist, and we're not. So you just wanted us to acknowledge that they coexist. Yes, we know there are some bitch ass niggas out here. We get.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Is if we're looking at some of the statistics that's going on, those men are very active. And those are the women, those are the men a lot of women are choosing. I mean, in terms of if we're looking at, 78% of men that don't want to take care of their kids? That means somebody's not making the right choices. And it's probably because they have a bad radar. I'm just saying be wary of those men that don't want to take care of their children because they're overly aggressive and they will abuse you.
Well, not taking care of
that's two different things, man. So we got calls blowing up. I don't mean to cut everybody off, but we definitely want to get the involvement of other people. So let's get the calls. Let's get some of these calls, and then we'll go right back to the conversation.
All right, we got 469.
That man want to start shit.
Yeah, we got 469.
I'm here to stand on what I believe in.
I just feel like mentioning that they coexist has really nothing to do with, like, it has a lot to do with it, but that's not what we are talking about.
I'm saying, like, if most women are not picking these guys or just very emotional, very agreeable men, if most women aren't picking bad choices, why is the single mother rate so high?
Okay, but wait a second, big dog. What about the sucker that lies to the woman and tells her, I do want the relationship? Or the sucker that tries the back door, or the sucker that pokes holes in the rubber when the woman says, I don't want to have kids. See, you're making it one way, brother. You got to make that shit cross the board, dog, because it ain't just...
I'm not saying that men aren't responsible too. Okay, yeah, y'all not. I'm saying, see,
I feel like this
is a panel that's kind of based on men and their wrongs, which I definitely agree.
If you heard any of my pieces, if you heard like any of my podcasts, how I get down, you would know that's not the case. I'm a very balanced individual with accountability. But my thing is, like I don't try to convince, like men already know what the negatives are, right? They already know certain types of women. They already know what, how women do this or how women do that, right? They know these things. So we're trying to show men how to be live a happy life by not being manipulated by these things, how to build himself up to grow into men that can be better fathers, husbands, and men in civilization. If we sit in a corner and complain, what do they call them in the club? What do they say? Wallflowers or whatever? Like there's men that go in the club and we dance and interact with women, and then there's men that stay on the wall and dance with their homies in the corner
complaining. We got
those
calls,
men
bro.
Complaining. We got calls,
yeah,
though. So, blood poor men.
Okay.
We're going to get to these calls.
Yeah, we go
all right.
On. All right.
469-614.
Okay, 469-614-480
and then 914. 469, you're up, sir. Then 614-480-914. Go ahead, 469. 469 going once. Yeah, it's you, brother. What's up?
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, I just want to say I'm joining the Army. I'm going to go infantry. And as soon as I told my girlfriend about it, man, she beat my ass left and right. And I'll tell you
okay,
this.
You get your ass. Let's get to the next one. Erico 480, you up. What's up?
Wow. That's why he's going to the
Army
now.
Yeah, he should be getting his ass whipped. 480, what's up? What's your question?
He needs a man boot camp. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question from Mr. 1950. You from Los Angeles, right?
Nah, I'm from the Bay, man.
Oh, the Bay, okay. Now, growing up, have you ever had any problems with like I don't know what you're into as far as other races. Have you ever had a problem with any other ethnicities and as far as dating game is concerned, dating them?
Nah, man, I've been pretty fruitful, man. Like I said, I've been blessed, man. I would say the whole spectrum of nationalities I done had a part in. I've been appreciated by all nationalities.
Okay.
All right.
What about the cardio?
Wait, what's the question again?
Have you had a problem with any women? Yeah, have you had problems with women, dog?
Nah, they're all the same, bro. They're all pink on the inside.
No, that's it.
You know how
it's
terrible.
That's real.
They all smell like
this. I'm going to call you. He'll give another name.
They all smell like this. All the same shit.
It's all the same. I think we got to all understand that, yeah, there are going to be times when people can be difficult, but that doesn't mean they're a problem. That just means that, hey, if she doesn't listen, then she's not for me.
Yes,
like, that's okay, though, and I'm all right with that, and that doesn't mean that she's a problem. That means she's just not for me. Just like, one of the biggest thing I have a problem with is men always talking about receipts and show me this and show me that. As a man, I don't believe as a man you should ever ask another man for receipts. Like, they'd be like, oh, you get women? Let me see your woman. Show me your woman. What type of bitch-ass man is going to show, look, this is the woman that I love. This is the woman that takes care of the things I need. You know, and it's hard for me because a lot of you men are going for group validation.
Mm.
Like I always try to tell kids, like, take care of your own GPA because they don't give group scholarships. So just like relationships, unless you're into it, there won't be a group relationship, right? But if you're not, you as a man need to know that, hey, pick the woman that you want. At the end of the day, when she's 65 years old, 70 years old, hey, how beautiful is she going to be if she don't take care of herself. I don't care how she looked when she was 20.
Not when 40.
If you a man and you have her maintain herself, then this is the type of woman you're going to receive at that age. Go ahead, brother.
All right, we got two other calls. 914, you're up, then 412. 914, what's your question?
What's up, fellas? Hey, ladies. I have a question for the ladies, too. And what up, Steve? I have called on your show before. Ladies, I think one of them, Lacey, was talking about this, too. She mentioned about how a man can talk his way out of the pussy. But my thing is that, though, what if you like the man and the man is saying stuff that could be a little – sometimes, too, when a guy like you, he kind of nervous, and he says some shit that's kind of weak. But wouldn't the lady who likes you have a high interest pick up the slack? Because let's be honest, if a guy with a woman, not at the same time, the guy would fuck. So most guys
nervous.
Are not going to come out and say that. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Question that, too. How can a guy talk his way off the pussy if the woman already likes the guy?
But you said he's nervous.
Okay. Hold on real quick, Steve. He asked Lacey. Let's let Lacey answer
I didn't
that.
Hear the last part if he was saying more, but honestly, listen, I'm just going to give it to you straight.
Give it to him.
If you got an ounce of nerve and it shows
Thank
nine times out of ten, she's going to throw it away.
Thank you.
She's going to throw it away. And it depends on the type of woman that she is, of course, because there are women who are also shy and so on and so forth, so that might appeal to them. But if you're talking about, I'm just going to use this as an example, like if you're talking about a woman who sees herself as an alpha, you coming up to her nervous is not something she's going to have much respect for.
She's gonna look
at it as
Thank you.
A form of weakness. It means that you already have deemed yourself unworthy, and you're carrying that energy. So she's gonna be like, "Well, if you don't think you even qualify to get my number, what do I look like giving it to you?"
Wow.
It kind of
straight Lacey.
It definitely sucks. I feel you on that. But it's just like that woman is confident. So she is going to respond with wanting to see her equal or higher.
I mean, hopefully you look good, because then that'll help you out.
It definitely will help. And then I want to say the rebound, too, because if you're nervous and then you start stumbling, then you just tank the whole thing. There have been men, I'm sure, that have approached and kind of said something corny and then made a good joke out of it to the point where you can make her laugh. You may be able to pull her back in with that. It just kind of depends on your swag. Because there are men that fumble over themselves, but they know how to snap out of it and pick it back up in enough time before she's even been like, no. You know, just enough for her to make a face. Like, did you just? And by the time she's processing it, you already got her laughing and screaming and tickled. You know what I mean? And by that point, she's forgotten all about it. It just depends on how well you are bouncing back from the fall. You can do something corny, and then y'all both realize it's corny. If you got a nice little joke to stumble off of that with, and she's giggling so hard by the time she catch her breath, she ain't worried about that little fumble. But when you fumble, then you knock a drink over, then you bump it into people. You like, oh, hell no.
Get the fuck out.
All right.
Stage left. Don't come back. Just go.
You have a reply.
It depends on how it happens.
Yeah, Steve, one more thing, too. Yo, to that cat 950, right, he was saying, like, whatever, 1950, he was saying that if a man asks another man his receipt, now, the reason why most guys would say that, let me give you an example, right? I know these cats in the gym, that's the thing, that I should talk real tough, how they get bitches, this and that. So I went out with them one time. My nigga, I seen the type of bitches they were getting. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I wouldn't even dare to fuck these bitches. My thing is that, is when some men be talking, no, Steve, don't shake your head,
what I'm saying to you is, and I'm going to say this to you, when you went with them, you asked them a specific question. And I don't really like to use that around the ladies. But when they say, hey, man, I get plenty of women, they never tell you they get women that you like.
Exactly.
He just said,
no,
man, I get a lot of women.
The way they be talking, though. The way they be talking, though. Because a lot of men, yes, they'll get women. But a lot of men, they don't
like the women they got.
They're not even really into. Look, I got to see
you're
the sheep because anybody can tell you anything. Nah, because a man got to see the sheep because for the simple fact that if a man say he's doing something, especially if they graduate.
Exactly. You're asking them about they women. They like the women they're getting. We're not the one getting the women, though. So they got women they like, but you're not getting the women you like. But listen, I want to
tell you. Are they looking for validation? Because then that's right.
Exactly. I'm gonna teach you how to, listeners, this is how you approach a woman. You go like this.
Hi, how you doing?
You think I give a fuck about how you doing? All I want.
Try that shit over here.
Come on.
I know, right?
Voice down. So you tell me how the fuck to get it.
That's how you fuck the woman. You know? All right, we got two calls left. We got two calls.
All right, let's get the next call. Let's get the next
caller. All right, 914. All right, 412, you're up. Then 347. 412, what's up, brother?
Hey, Steve, this is Sushi. Do you guys answer the game questions tonight, or should I call some other time?
Christ. Sushi, we got women on the panel. Go talk to the women. Sushi, talk to the women.
Man, what does he want, dude?
If it's playing game,
we ain't playing game.
All right, we're going to move on, Sushi, if you ain't going to ask.
We'll move on.
Man.
We ain't got
time for that. Get out of there.
All right, get out of there. All right, let's get to 347, then 470. Lines are blowing up. 347, you're up, then 470. 347, what's up? All right, 347 going once. 347.
Hello, yeah.
Area code 470, you're up. 470, what's your question?
All right, yo. So I have a particular question. So how do you feel about dating outside your race? Well, ethnicity group. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like most guys, you know, we like to explore our options. Like, it's like going to a restaurant. We like to see the appetizers, everything on the menu. But I feel like, you know, most women, especially black women.
I just think women are women. It don't matter.
I mean,
what race
I get it, but, you know, most women.
Wait. Time out. Let me show you something for a second. Every lady, listen. Let me ask the ladies on the panel. After hearing his voice, Tell me his story. No, every lady on here, tell me something. No, I'm going to just be real. I'm showing y'all motherfuckers that y'all ain't shit. Y'all weak as fuck, ladies. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Ladies, be honest. After hearing
honestly,
his voice.
You calling about asking about that. I just feel like who cares what somebody thinks about who you're interested, who you're attracted to. If she's Asian, black, yellow, brown, it doesn't fucking matter. If that's somebody you're interested in, that should just be it.
I think what men struggle with right now is a lot of talking points.
Although, I'm gonna
say something real quick. I'll just you. What his problem is that I think a lot of talking points is being about black women nowadays, right? So because of that, the talking points, and they follow these YouTube dudes that's always talking about a certain type of black woman or
more
this, that, and the other, that they have an opinion in their head thinking, okay, so maybe I need to talk to other women. Let me tell you something. Every single nationality has women that's not going to be for you.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to just exclude just black women or just Asian women or just white, like, then you're fooling yourself.
Oh.
Like, a lot of times, men, y'all need to understand, you're taking away about 95% of women you can actually talk to if you listen to YouTube content creators.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to tell you not to date. They're going to tell you, don't date no single moms. Oh, don't talk to them. Because they this, that, and the other. Oh, don't talk to them. Oh, black women, they act like this. Oh, don't talk to them. Oh, you know what? Wait for a woman to talk to you because you're the prize. We're the prize, but wait for them to talk to you because they need to know that you're the prize. Like, okay, so we're the prize, but, okay, so they don't want us to hunt anymore. Our natural instinct is to hunt and to go out and go approach the woman, but now they don't want us to do that no more. So all I'm saying is, bro, I think for future goals, man, whatever you like, you like. That's what I was saying earlier. When a man says he has women, I believe him because he has the women that he wants. I don't need to ask, let me see the picture. I don't care about the picture. Hey, bro, okay, you're doing your thing. Have a great life with that. The guys who need to see, they envious because in their own life, they don't have a plethora of choices. So you get mad at another man with choices. Mm-hmm. And then you try to beat him up and say, oh, she ain't this. Oh, she ain't that. And then you get mad when a man like me pointed out.
We got
like, I'm proud of any man to get a woman.
All right, we got 347 and 778. 347, what's your question in 778? 347.
Yeah, what's up? I want to shout out everyone on the panel first, but I have a question for Mr. 1950.
There you go.
Yeah, you said earlier it's a man's job to build a woman up, but I've dated a couple women in the past, and these women will complain that they're not as attractive as other women. I'd be like, yo, that's not a problem, but they'll always make it a problem. So what's your answer for that?
Okay, I'm cool with a woman complaining, and let me tell you why. Okay with a woman being unsure. I'm okay with a woman not, because I'm the one creating the plan for this woman.
Okay.
So I'm going to take that negativity that she has for herself out and give her value in what she does very well. And what she doesn't, I'm going to teach her what she needs to know. So I'm not going to say, oh, this woman is complaining, and I'm going to join the club. I don't need to join the club. If I see potential in this woman, I'm going to make sure that I put her in position to win with me, not with everybody else.
So
I don't
take
care
time,
if she complains about all that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. They always but she compares herself to other women being more attractive than her, but it just takes time, right? I got what you're saying.
I don't care how she feels about herself when it comes to other women. That's something internally she needs to battle. All I can reassure is that in my eyes, this is why you've been chosen right now. So there shouldn't be an issue with me and you. As long as that don't affect her in doing some of the woman things that I need her to do, I don't care. I don't care about that stuff.
All right.
I got you. What's up, brother?
Thank you.
Everybody, my bad. I got to go ahead and my wife just, she needs some major.
Okay.
So I got to go ahead.
It's all good, bro. Take care, man. And we're going to catch up. We're going to bring you back because, man, you bring it.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate y'all, ladies.
I enjoyed it.
Gentlemen.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
All right. Eric code 778, you're up. What's your question, sir? And then we'll reset the lines. What's your question there, 778?
Hello, can you guys hear me? Hello, good evening.
Yes, sir.
Hey, quick question. I'm gonna give some context. I was at this restaurant the other day. Some friends, some ladies, this lady I just met towards the end of the night. She said, "Hey, can you please help me put this into this to-go box because my bicep aren't big enough." She was asking me to her food to go into the box, and then
get your ass off this line. All right, keep going, dog. We're gonna reset the line. Listen, wait, y'all don't think I'm being an asshole. I'm just trying to save y'all from these women tearing y'all the fuck up. I'm trying to say, don't think I'm being mean. But if these women get hold of some of you motherfuckers, they're gonna really kill any type of self-esteem that you have by calling you bitches. And I'm trying to get them not to call you bitches. So, man, y'all gotta put more bass in your voice. Let your nuts drop a little bit from your stomach and talk with some thunder, man. These women don't want to hear this shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. I'll reset the lines.
You good?
Yeah, the lines are down. We're good. Yeah, I reset them.
Okay, good. So, again, just before we get out of here, ladies. So how do you guys feel about men that say that you should approach them?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.